is our true birthright. So as we're opening up to our kindest gesturing, to our kindest allowance, we wake up to a new understanding of broadcast, a new understanding of self. So it's not like we're offering love to another and singling ourselves out, just let everyone walk all over me. That's not it at all. What we're opening up to is a new understanding of self. So as we welcome another into our heart, what we do is pay tribute to our own advanced nature. So as we will claim our divine relevance, or divine relevance is the reason for taking this road trip. It's the reason for our incarnation. It's the reason we came in from these higher attunements, from these higher acknowledgments, and said, yes, let me lead my brethren home. Let me welcome all of life to the true ministry, to the true understanding that I have already touched, that I have already possessed, that I have already acquired. So it's very important that we receive that handout, that we receive that broadcast, that notice, that energy exchange, because otherwise we're just dancing with darkness forever. And of course, it's not forever. We'll wake up and realize, oh, it was just a dream of darkness. But we're waking up in coincided graciousness with our due relevance. In English, we're retaining the body. We're not waiting to leave the body to accompany our true divine presence to eternity. So the more that we understand that we're moving, we're transferring, we're reconsidering, we're upgrading, we're advancing, we're allowing, we're demonstrating, we're attuning to our divine presence, what this gives us is freedom. Freedom of movement. We've been in that trance, matrix, whatever you want to call it, where this simulation seems mighty real, seems mighty facts, just the facts, ma'am. And so this is our consciousness that we're bestowing with our own loveliness. So whatever our words are, the bottom line is our light, our heart, our advanced consensus. So as we will open the door, so when I said open the door, the energy that rushed to meet us is glorious, is wonderful, is spontaneous remission. So in other words, we're not waiting on time. We're not waiting on linear, well, first my boss has to say yes, or first my husband has to grow. It has nothing to do with the outer realm, because remember, we're just dreaming that. We're just dreaming this. This is our consciousness. So it has to do with our own readiness. This is very, very important for those of us that are experiencing challenges on the outer. Well, the problem is my employer said, or the problem is whatever. We want to remember that love always has the advantage, because it's breaking through the old paradigm, the old folly. So the folly is that we're separate, that we're the I personality. And with that comes this whole storehouse. That's the folly, that's the falsehood. So what we're aligning to is our brotherhood, our sisterhood, our true nature, our divine presence. So when I see the door opening, what we're saying in unison and in full consent is, yes, let me proceed to the light. Let me proceed to the homecoming. And now I have this vision of these doves, like just imagine like a flock of doves, one by one by one by one. And it's just never ending. It's never ending, because it's awakening all of life to the truth. So as we will receive our signaling of our kind address is to be kind to self and others, to be kind to the delusions of the mind, the Maya, the falsehood, to bring forth kindness of truth, of awareness, of our new springtime, our new destiny, our new affordability, our new path, our new crosswalk. Because again, the more that we understand that we're making a quantum shift. Life is never to be the same. We're kind of understanding that in the outer. Life doesn't seem to be the same anymore. And so it's like, congratulations, because we don't need it to be the same, because we're about to walk on water. So walking on water is symbolic for overcoming the emotions, not getting lost in all of the old paradigm. So each of us has a homecoming. Each of us has a springboard of true allowance. Each of us has a role to play in welcoming in bliss. Now, bliss isn't attached to form. Bliss isn't because, oh my gosh, they just gave me my raise. Oh my gosh, I just had whatever it is. Bliss is recognizing the truth of self. So out of this divine witness, out of this prosperity, out of our own bank account, energetically, it's this is what brings forth the new arrival, brings forth a new earth, brings forth love's advantage. So many of us are sitting there with problems, and it's like, I'm coming to group because I have a problem. And so the problem, remember, is the old belief. The problem is an externalization of your old divide. And so as we bring in the promise is coming through us, being channeled through us, we're bringing in life. So when we think of a master, remember that is just the symbolism that we have associated with as the bringer of truth, the bringer of life. So when you look into the eyes of Mary Magdalene, of Joshua, of Moses, of whoever it is, whatever master, Katumi, it's just symbolic of your own master association. Now, this is very, very important, because some of us, all of us at some point, from time to time, still look for a handout. Come save me. Come witness for me. Come be me. So what we're doing is we're claiming our own good relevance in recognizing that we too are the deliverer, that we too are the master, that we too are our own savior, and coming into our truest claim, coming into our truest victory, coming into our truest allowance. So as we will receive this light, and so again, when you're receiving the light, you're receiving your upgrade, you're receiving your true lifestyle. Your true lifestyle is your true broadcast. So again, we all took on the ego, we all took on plagiarism, we all took on falsehood, separation, and we've done our due diligence. So the signaling, the lion's gate, the opening, the portal, the true remembrance is attuning ourselves to the vibration of love. The vibration of love. So what this does is opens the doors. I just see like shackles being released, because whatever we are facing, it's an outpicturing of yesterday. It's an outpicturing of our limited belief system. It's an outpicturing of plagiarism against self, victimhood. Well, I would be okay if this other person hadn't done fill in the blank. And so what we're recognizing is that resurrection energy, power, existence, placement is aligning through us, as us, as we will serve the Most High, as we will serve the Most Holy. So again, our highest truth, our most holy understanding of self, where we're not limited by false beliefs, outpicturings of yesterday. So all of us, we have this like timeline of who we think we are. I have a past. This is my elementary school. This was my first girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is. And so this is the old timeline. What we're doing, just imagine you suddenly get these long, long, long legs. You suddenly become a spiritual spiritual master, whatever. Someone's just like this beautiful fairy. So the idea is we press on, we move beyond, we import ourselves in a new timeline, in a new altered reality. So we're not fixing the old timeline. We're not trying to fix the old out of the old consciousness. It won't work. What we're here to do, each of us are here to do, is to guide consciousness to new affordability, new actuality, new alignment. So we do this through and through within our own consent. So the energies that are being stirred, the energies that are driving us home in this attunement are coming to acquit us of our past, acquit us of our old stationary, our old gesturing, our old admission, and affording us, and just have like the luggage, it's like our rite of passage. Our rite of passage is our true placement, who we are now. Remember, the future is in the now. What we're doing is claiming association. We're seeing it in consciousness, because as we view it, as we claim it, as we align with it, it becomes our now eternal. And so then we create, we manifest out of our new accommodations. So remember, the mind is never going to be able to understand. It's the heart that's going to lead us into the new springtime. So we want to have love's advantage of, I'm ready to play. I don't know where I'm being led. And that's to my benefit. That's to my glory, because we're sinking into a new placement in consciousness of self that we have not resided on previously. So that's how we create miracles. That's how we step out of time. So this is to be delivered to each of us as a normal occurrence. What in the past used to be like the miracles in the Bible, the spontaneous remissions, that seemed extraordinary because of the times when everyone's abiding by the ego and everyone's abiding by separation. For someone to break through, well, that is a miracle indeed. But as we build our safe relevance, in other words, we're standing on our new tomorrow. We're standing on our insistence. Our insistence is, I no longer want to associate with darkness. I want to create out of my light. So we're offering that to all of the resurrection of the new reality, of the new earth. So we're birthing it within self. And as each of us claims this, we want to remember we're adding to the collective so that each can claim it more and more and more. And now we understand how we create the new earth and how we create a new reality. So the time of pain and suffering is yesterday, as we will allow it to stand. So that means all of our grievance sheet, all of our bitterness, our anger, all that. It's like, where did it go? I had it a second ago. I lost my paper. Wait a minute. Where did it go? Where did it go? We're claiming our sunshine. So as we will receive our renewed understanding of self, our new broadcast, our new statement of consciousness, remember, where we are in consciousness is where we're creating from. Where we're creating from. Our wholeness, our oneness, our light. So allow yourself to receive in true gifting. The time for gifting is now. The energy exchange is now. The new placement is now. Please receive. As you're receiving it, you may come up against an obstacle, and it's like, well, I'm all for that, but what do I do with this? What we're doing is allowing that grace to have its way, to show us where we're still holding on to yesterday, to show us what needs relief. So just notice it and hold that attitude, that vision, that claim, that excitement, that enthusiasm, that all is well. All is merging into our new tomorrow. In other words, don't deny it, but know that it too is receiving alchemy, an adjustment, an attunement. Trusting the process of all that's occurring, all that you're witnessing. You may get visions of long ago. You may get an impression of a new voyage. whatever is for you to come into truth with will occur. For me, I just saw a big bunny rabbit I used to hold when I was a kid, and I just suddenly took a deep breath. So it's releasing that stress of living in fear. We're creating out of love. We're releasing those beliefs and fear that really are the glue of the old reality. And as you seal your fate, we're claiming this for all to transcend. In other words, as you claim your new reality, you take all along with you. May everyone be complete with suffering. May everyone ascend. So it is. So thank you so much.